I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Sunday, yeah. Thank God it's Sunday, yeah. Sunday, yeah. Thank God it's Sunday, yeah. Hey, everybody, it's Andy. Guess what day it is? Meh. I'm excited for, you know what? I say this every time. Ooh, you can hear the audience being warmed up. I'm getting my makeup touched up, and we've got Vanessa Bayer, who you know I love a funny lady, right? Vanessa Bayer from SNL is here with Phoebe Robinson from Two Dope Queens and Gillian Jacobs from Community, and they're all in a really funny new movie that's going to premiere on Netflix next week. They are huge Housewives fans, and they're all lovely gals. So enjoy.
They got famous on SNL, Community, and Two Dope Queens. Now their new movie is about their quest for peens. It's Watch What Happens Live with Gillian Jacobs, Phoebe Robinson, and Vanessa Bayer now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Sunday night. You know the feeling you get when you pull the arm on a slot machine and it comes up with three cherries? That's how I feel when all three of my guests are Bravo super fans. She's gone from being a college student just figuring out life on Community to an employed adult who is about to get her life and get it in the very funny Netflix movie, Ibiza. Welcome back to the Clubhouse, Gillian Jacobs. Love her HBO show, Two Dope Queens. So I was excited to see her in a new movie where she is smoking dope and stealing scenes from Ibiza. It's our friend, Phoebe Robinson. And she holds the title of longest tenured female cast member in SNL history. She is one of my all-time faves. You know I love a funny lady, and I love her. Her journey in Ibiza involves some riddling and a little diddling. Hey, Vanessa Bayer. Great to see you all. Oh, God, those intros took so long. I have no mouth. I'm so excited the three of you are here. This is really fun, and we have so much fun planned for you. And speaking of hopefully finding that special someone to do it with, Love Connection, the show I host, is back on Fox. Season 2 starts this Tuesday over at the bar. It is one of my first daters. I fell in love with him. You will, too. He's a real character. He's a longshoreman from Staten Island. It's Logan Shaw. Hey, Logan, the longshoreman. How you doing, buddy?
Wonderful.
You're a longshoreman with a heart of gold, aren't you?
Hey, that's it.
You know how to play the violin, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you're a big tough guy.
Hey.
Hey, my God, the lady questions are very intrigued. You're intrigued
now,
right?
Response, right?
Right, Vanessa? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Let's get started. You all ran into Luann, Ramona, Dorinda, and Amy Schumer at a special screening of Ibiza. Are you all big New York Housewives fans?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Very good. Well, we just saw an episode of Real Housewives of Potomac. And on next week's episode, Robin finds out that Charisse is going to Monique's event and not hers. And here's what happens.
At Robin's event next week, I am the police. Charisse, I thought you were going to be there. I was actually shocked with the text earlier that you weren't going to be there in support of Robin, but that was
messy.
Just me.
I don't support Robin. See, you're being messy.
No, I'm not being messy. Being messy. I was just kind of shocked.
We are waiting there. We've been friends for 14 years. Yes. Yada, yada, yada.
I didn't think it was yada, yada, yada.
No, I actually have to go. I've known Charisse the longest.
So for us to be testing our 14-year friendship over a very, very new friendship, it's really bothering me.
Ruh-roh. Phoebe, what are you thinking of Karen this season?
You know, the denial with the financial troubles mm-hmm. is truly shocking. The press conference was legendary, mm-hmm. and I want to do that. Like, she deserves some sort of acting award for it. I don't know, like, yeah. not an Oscar, maybe like a People's Choice Award.
Okay, okay.
It was so good.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Yay!
Also, you play a PR person who's trying to get Dorinda as a spokesperson for a product. What product are you trying to get her to represent?
I would imagine maybe a dry cleaning company, a rival to John.
Oh, well, there you go. But guys, by the way, make sure to check out the Watch What Happens Live podcast for the next 2 weeks while we're dark. I've picked my all-time favorite episodes, and we'll be releasing a new one on the podcast every day. So check that out. And before we get to your questions, for Gillian, Phoebe, and Vanessa, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, in a... excuse me.
Are you okay?
First, in Ibiza, Phoebe's character... Leah appreciates a penis, even vintage old man sausage. And in real life, she is the person who introduced Stephen Colbert to the concept of hot peen. So here's what. We're going to get her expert opinion on pics of people with dicks as we play two dope peens. I'm going to show you two guys side by side. Tell us which kielbasa you'd invite to your casa.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling?
Ooh, I think Ryan Reynolds is funnier, so... Sorry, was that controversial?
No, that's Vanessa Gass.
I know.
Chadwick Boseman or Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan, are you kidding me? I was spread all day.
Chris Hemsworth or Chris Evans?
Oh, Chris Hemsworth, Thor, y'all. Yes. Look at that hammer.
Okay. Drake or Jay-Z?
Ooh, can I say neither?
Really? Wow.
I don't know. You know what? Drake blew it with Serena, and Jay-Z's blowing it with Beyonce. They're not worthy.
Okay, move on.
Sorry.
David Beckham or Cristiano Ronaldo?
Oh,
sorry. Not true. Prince Harry or Prince William?
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry. Yeah. David Beckham or Cristiano Ronaldo?
Can I have both?
Yeah.
Three-way.
Three-way. John Legend or Justin Timberlake?
Ooh. John Legend.
Idris Elba or Daniel Craig?
Idris.
Juan Dixon or Chris Samuels from Potomac?
Oh,
you don't think Juan is hot?
I'll do Juan, sure.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much for playing.
Yay!
Second. During her years on SNL, every time I saw Vanessa Bayer on screen, she literally made me laugh and feel better about things that I was unhappy about in my life. Like why I was at home alone watching TV on Saturday night. Here's what, let's put her magical healing powers to the test as we play Keep Their Pain at Bayer. Vanessa, I'll show you something that would make anybody sad and you tell us something about it that would cheer us up, okay?
Okay,
okay. Okay, a crying baby.
That it has a lot of breath.
That's a lot of breath.
That's a little medical.
Your invitation to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's wedding got lost in the mail.
Oh, you know what? It's a lot of waiting around anyway, and
Yeah. A broken flip-flop.
You know what? Who wants to wear flip-flops anyway? Bare feet are more sassy.
What about a cracked smartphone?
But it, because it looks like you use your phone a lot, and so that's like, oh, if you were never using your phone, oh, it's great, it's in great shape, but guess what, no one's calling.
Right, right. A waiter put olives on your salad when you asked him not to.
Olives are good for you.
A shrunken little black dress that happens to be your favorite one.
It's black, so the tighter the better.
Okay. Last up, a broken grocery bag.
Now you can use it as a skirt.
All right, thank you very much. Oh my God, you really cheered me up. Finally, even though Gillian has never had a drink in her life, she plays a drunk character really well, and she gives all the credit for that to basing her characters on Jax Taylor and Katie Maloney. In honor of your love for Vanderpump Rules, Gillian, let's assemble your fantasy turn-up squad if you ever should decide you want a party. Who would you want on your side during a tequila-induced tirade, Katie or James?
Katie, it's in the name, Tequila Katie.
Who would you rather go hunting for a sugar daddy with in the club, Sheena or Lala?
Lala.
Who would you rather go skinny dipping with in Mexico, Sandoval or Schwartz?
Oh, Schwartzy.
Who would you rather wake up do next to after a crazy night in Vegas, Jax or Adam?
Adam.
Yeah. Who would you want to hold your hair back after you've had one too many, Britney or Ariana?
Oh, I like them. Oh, Britney.
Who would you rather step out on the red carpet with, Ken or Lisa?
Ken, he's got the dog.
Who would you rather plan revenge on your ex with during wine night, Stassi or Kristen?
Stassi.
Okay, there's your turn-up team. Thank you very much. And here's what, Phoebe and Vanessa, since you love the Housewives, let's play That's My Opinion. I'll ask you both some of the most important questions in Housewives history, then you give me your opinions. New York City, Phoebe, whose side are you on, Carol or Bethany?
I'm gonna go Carol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vanessa, is Adam an operator or a businessman?
I think he's an operator.
Wow. Atlanta, Phoebe, is an inmate a suitable boyfriend for a housewife?
No. Sheree, what are you doing?
Beverly Hills, Vanessa, is Teddy a good addition to the franchise?
Yeah, I actually like her.
Okay, Atlanta, Phoebe, whose side are you on, Kim or NeNe?
Always NeNe.
Thank you very much for playing. Let's go to the phones. It's Alexa from Buffalo. Hey, Alexa, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hi, Andy. I just have to say I'm such a big fan of yours. I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hi!
What's your question?
My question is for Phoebe. You've met Oprah, and now you've interviewed Gail, but who do you think is the boss in that friendship?
Oh, you're trying to get me cut. I don't know. I think they run as a duo. There's no
You
boss
don't think there's a boss between Oprah and Gail?
I guess it'll be Oprah.
Let's go to Brittany from Chicago. Hey, Brittany, what's your question? Hi, Brittany, are you there?
Hi, Andy.
Hey, what's your question?
I'm a big time fan. I love you so much. Thanks. And I wanted to wish you a happy early birthday.
Thank you.
My question is for Gillian.
Okay.
You think that Britney and Jax will last?
age-old question.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, why not? They've gone through a lot, and I really feel like that healer he was seeing was helping him discover the inner Jason again. And maybe that will open up a whole new lease in life for him.
Yes. Vanessa, are you watching SNL this season? Does it make you chomp at the bit that you're not in any of these political sketches? And if you were, who would you want to play?
I have watched it. I've watched quite a few of them.
Yeah.
But I also can go to bed right after, and so that's.
Yeah, you like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
But I think they're doing a great job with the political. I mean, some people have said that I could probably do a pretty good Jared Kushner. but I enjoy what everyone's doing.
you guys seem to really get along. I mean, it seems like I know you're great actresses, but did you have a lot of fun making the movie?
We did.
Yeah.
It was kind of like summer camp. We were out of the country, all together, exploring cities, traveling, eating,
going to the mall.
All of our favorite activities.
The mall.
Yeah.
Phoebe, Craig E. wants to know which podcast guest left you the most starstruck.
Oh, Tom Hanks. He is like the nicest person. And I tell him about this. There's this theory, like, on the internet. I didn't create it. But in certain pictures, when he has a tan, he looks like a light-skinned black man.
Wow.
So he's like, if there's ever a biopic about you, he wants to play my dad. So fingers crossed.
There are many pictures of me that people think look like Barack Obama, where I look like Barack Obama. It's very odd.
I need to see this.
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it. I know.
Gillian, Nikki D. wants to know if you were satisfied with the season finale of Love.
I was. I thought that it was a beautiful way to end the show, but if you said you wanted to reboot it right now, I would not be upset.
Jenna D. wants to know, Vanessa, how do you think Jacob the bar mitzvah boy would react if his bar mitzvah was at Sir? What would he say?
I think he'd say, it's no Papa John's pizza.
My favorite. You know, since all three of my guests are Bravo super fans who also happen to be professional actors, it's time for another episode of Clubhouse Playhouse.
Oh,
ladies, I have cast you in an iconic scene from The Real Housewives of New York City. Okay, this is from the archive. So, Gillian, you're going to play Sonia Morgan.
My greatest honor.
Phoebe, you are Aviva Drescher.
Ooh, deep cut.
Vanessa, you are Ramona Singer.
Great.
Okay, you are all in Turks and Caicos. Okay?
Gosh.
And action.
You knew if Reed was coming down here, it's because I have a huge anxiety problem and it would be to get me on the plane.
We thought he'd be at the hotel.
Reed got me here on the plane.
Aviva, you're missing the point.
Don't yell at me.
You're yelling.
If anyone does not go upstairs and throw your arms around Reed and say thank you for bringing our friend down here.
We did thank him.
He didn't come down here to watch you both get drunk. My husband did an amazing thing.
Take a Xanax. Calm down. Calm down.
Dare you?
You missed the point. No, you missed the point.
These are not friends being friends. This is disgusting.
We want you to be with us, is what we were saying.
For you to be so ungracious, it's disgusting, Ramona.
She would have brought Mario.
You're not listening.
You're an ungracious lady. You're both white trash, frankly.
Fair enough.
And scene. Vanessa, Regina R. wants to know if you stole anything from the set of SNL as a keepsake.
Oh my gosh, so much stuff.
Really? Like what?
I have the first time we did a Totino's commercial, we did this women's activity pack. I have that like framed on my wall. I stole the Nuva Bling. We did this Nuva Bling commercial. Numerous.
So many,
too many
props.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't tell them.
Let's go to Suzanne from New York. Hey, Suzanne, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Gillian.
Okay.
I was wondering if she could just give us any updates on a Community movie.
Oh.
Ooh.
The best.
I have no updates other than I would love to do it, and you should tweet Dan Harmon because he loves it when people ask him about the state of the film.
Right. Phoebe, Heather W. wants to know what celebrity we'd be surprised to find out is in your phone.
I don't have that many.
Is Oprah in your phone?
Yeah. I have the home and the cell, baby.
Wow. Have you ever texted her?
Yeah.
Really? What kinds of things have you texted her?
Just like, you know, I just always compliment her.
Right.
I'm just like, you're great, you're great. She had me and Jessica open for her at an event, and I just thanked her for it. And I was like, we should go get our hair done together. And she was like, that sounds like a good idea. So I'm going to try and make that happen.
What percentage of texts that you've sent her has she responded to?
She always responds.
Whoa.
She's a good responder. First responder. Like, wow. Legit.
She's a first responder?
Yeah, she's really good about it.
Wow. Do you have her under a code name in your phone?
Good question.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because what if I took her phone?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't want to accidentally. Yeah.
I mean, I want to steal it tonight.
Yeah.
Text her. Oprah, you should go on Andy Cohen's show.
Yeah.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to me and Phoebe for rocking near identical looks last weekend, which she graciously called out on Instagram. Twinning! We are wearing millennial pink because we're both totally millennials, like you and me. Our jackal goes to the new quote-unquote health obsession with cockroach milk because it is supposedly 4 times more nutritious than regular milk. And honestly, I didn't even know how cockroaches had tits. Right?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's so gross.
I'll just live fewer years. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't need to stay.
Wow. Logan, did you know cockroaches had tits?
Nope, just goats.
There you go. I want to thank Gillian, Phoebe, Vanessa, and Logan. We're back with Gillian, Phoebe, and Vanessa from the movie Ibiza. It's on Netflix. You can stream it tonight after you watch this after show. One of our first daters on Love Connection is Longshoreman Logan from Staten Island. Premieres Tuesday on Fox. We were just grilling Logan about everything he likes in a woman. Mm-hmm. Let's continue the grilling. You were going to say.
So do you take it slow or are you like thirsty?
No, of course I'm not thirsty.
Okay.
It's nice and slow, slow and southern, you know.
Slow and southern?
Slow and southern, baby. You never rush nothing. When you rush it, you ruin it.
Ooh. Maya Angelou over here. Yeah.
Modern-day Romeo.
Yes. Logan, what's your physical type?
My physical type?
Yeah.
I have no type.
You have no type.
You never know. It's 2018. Keep an open mind.
Yeah. Oh, You said you're 30 years old. Are you attracted to older gals?
Yeah.
Because you said you... You said, like, Dina and Teresa, they're a little bit older than you.
Oh, well, they're beautiful, too.
Yeah. Would you like to keep Teresa company while Joe's away?
Oh, forget about it.
Yeah. You find her attractive?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ramona, too.
Oh,
you want to jump on episode?
What about Luann?
What about Luann?
Luann is stunning.
Yeah.
Don't dis
Luann. He's not that. He likes Ramona.
Ramona?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, every food needs a little bit of spice on it.
Oh.
A little spicy, a little adventure in it.
Yeah.
Why all tats on one arm and none on the other?
Oh, good question.
Thank you. Get another sleeve?
We can't go into this conversation.
Oh, really?
Wow. You're not an open
book
anymore.
He's so mysterious. I'm telling you, there's layers. I mean, once you start asking, I'm telling you. You know, you might seem like you're not fascinated with Logan, but it turns out you might be.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I'm fully fascinated now.
Wow. There's a story behind the sleeve, but we're not allowed to ask.
Nah, I'm just saying, like... I mean, I have one arm, but then also the chest, the back.
What?
Wow. Oh,
what's on the chest?
What's on the back?
Yeah.
We'll talk later.
All right, let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.